Okay, I'm talking the left-right game. Now, this is a podcast that came out a couple years ago. It was Q Code. I just finished it, so I'm a little raw, but enjoy the ad. We're going for spoilers here. The left-right game is an audio podcast. Now, this is the second one I've listened to. Okay, I've listened to more audio podcasts than two, but like I'm talking about like an audio drama where you have actors playing out roles, and it was highly recommended, or not, I don't know about highly recommended, but it was recommended by somebody who I'm going to text that they suck, because the type of story this is, and I'm going to spoil it in the coming up, but I'm just going to give you like the breakdown of what I think in the next 5-10 minutes. Now, the type of story this is about a journey. It's about a journey, and it's about like change, like going from one place to another, and that's part of it. There's, it's like got some cosmic horror and Americana and the sci-fi stuff going on, and what I'm about to say is pretty damning, but the first part of the story that you're introduced to is the mystery. It's like, how does this woman's story exist, and how does this man only remember this woman? Both are endearing, and the journey was excellent, but the ending is goddamn infuriating. Because I feel like this should have been, instead of 10 episodes, maybe 12, maybe more, maybe a second season, not quite sure. But the journey hooks you. You don't know what's going to happen next. The mystery hooks you. You don't know why. Like, it's like that line from this prestige, the how doesn't matter. The how is like, it's like you're trying to get to the wonder of it. So, so let me talk about the cast. The Melamine as Tom is excellent. I like his accent. He has that, I couldn't tell you what part of England it is, but he has one of those accents. Just has a great voice, and I really enjoy his performance because you can hear the emotions in it. Then you have Tessa Thompson, who is excellent as Alice Sharman, aka Bristol. Like, as a reporter that dives into something, and just great performance. Like she carries a very large part of the audio drama, and she is excellent. So, here we go. Episodes 1-9, excellent. The imagery that stirs in your head, the descriptions, which, by the way, can we get a little bit of exposition? Like, episode 10, I felt like they needed an ending, and they just wrote one. Episodes 1-9, great. But if you follow a maze, and you're excited to see the exit of the maze, because let's say you start in the center for whatever reason, you have to find your way out, one of those types of mazes, but And then all this waiting for you is a kick in the dick, like a gut punch. Not even a gut punch, just like a whirlwind of what the fuck was that? Because the journey is the most important part. The character arc of Alice is, it's a flat line. Well, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. I could turn back now, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And then the real story is Tom, who's like, it's like, why am I the only person that knows this person exists? How come all the records of her are missing? Like, that was the hook. Like, the thing that, like you're waiting for spectacle to happen, which, by the way, like, later on, like, certain things don't make, they don't make great, like, they make better visuals than, I feel like this was a script that got turned away because the budget would have been too big, because it was a road movie that would have been a lot of CG, a lot of very costly practical effects if they did it. And, like, they didn't have an ending, so the script didn't get made into a movie. I feel like that's what happened here. Like, there are certain things that, like, don't pay off. I think you get introduced to, like, a character from Jubilation. Like the, ooh, evil Americana, ooh, tow truck's coming, ooh. Like, was that ace that they saw? Even though, it's like, things were not explained, which I have no problem with, because, like, it's the spectacle of it. It lets you draw your own conclusions. However, like, 10 episodes was not enough. It wraps itself up nicely in the sense that it ends. Like, you don't know what's going to happen again. Like, it's just going to be, like, hinted at. But, I wish there was more. Like, just an extra episode. 12 episodes, I think, could have been nicer. Just because certain things got... I felt like episode 10 was like 2 to 3 episodes wrapped in one. That could have been, like... Because they had... Like, the last two episodes, 9 and 10, were 50 minutes each. Whereas the previous ones were about 34 minutes. A little bit less when you throw in, like, the ads and the... listen to Sonos. But... All right, let's start from the bottom. Like, characters... I liked, characters I hated. And, like, the way the things played out. Because the human stuff where with, like, Lilith and Eve, which, by the way, the character Ferryman, who is, like, they even hint at it, is, like, wait a second, you named yourself the guy that takes people to the afterlife down the River Styx? It's, like, no, just the guy that transports people around. It's, like, okay, that's not whatever. You have Ace. Ace is the first one to die. It's like, that was a little bit on the nose. You kind of see him later, which everyone forgets to mention. Like whatever episode it was, I think it was 5. Then you get return characters that you kind of weren't introduced to later, but let's go again. Then you have Apollo. Was part with like I knew there was going to be a episode where a whole bunch of people died. I just knew it. Then you have like the one character dies so that Lilith could have this like nice, not monologue, but just like this nice little bit where she talks about, it's like, man, like when people like die and you say that you love them and they know that you're lying, Like, does it matter? Like, that's a great line. That is a fucking great line. And the performance of that moment was great. I believe that. Then you get to Rob Guthrie, who... great performance, interesting character. However, like, you have to warm up to him. And, like, it's a little uneven because there's this great, like the actor does a great job of being abrupt. It's like very minimal answers. Like, yep, yep, oh, yep. And then, but when he gets into, like, the paranormal stuff and, like, that, it's great. But, oh, the fucking ending. Because I did not have the investment in this show. I didn't watch it when it came out. I, like, downloaded a little bit at a time. And I'm going to compare it to Batman Unburied in a second, just because this is the second one. It's the only one I can compare it to for audio dramas, even though I've read and watched other stories before. But in terms of that one, got that it was a podcast and that you couldn't see what was happening. This one forgot that in the last episode. It's like Deus Ex Machina. Here we go. Here's the point in the road where, like you, for lack of a better term, die. So this is the ending for the main character. Just like, we don't know that someone's going to be the one to go the farthest or get to the end, but we don't know what's going to happen to, or it's probably hinted at. I'm just too stupid to realize it. But, oh, the frustration of, it's like, there was no end. Like, the road will go on forever until it's, like, just the road itself. And then, the mystery of what happened to Alice. Oh, right, she never came back. Which, by the way, great job of hinting at it in the beginning of the first 10 minutes of the 10th episode. Which, by the way, great character. So, Apollo, Ace, then there's the things the road throws at you, like ghosts. Ghosts are fucking involved in this, but they're not really ghosts, but they're just like sci-fi ghosts. Yeah, they're there, and we don't know, and I don't even know what exactly happened. It's like, you hear things, but you don't necessarily hear things. Like, you don't, I have no idea what's happening. I didn't realize the main character lost her fucking arm. Like, I don't even know how. Blue Jay was her name. Denise. The lady from the Skeptic Society or whatever. Bonnie and Clyde. Like, the way Bonnie played out was a very, it was like, okay, so there's time bombs, there's tripwires, okay, the road has these things involved. But then you get to Blue Jay, and I don't want to say dragged out, but I knew what was coming. I had a strong suspicion. Like, Chekhov's gun, you don't introduce a gun in the first act unless someone's going to shoot it later. I knew it was coming. I was skipping ahead for, like, 5 minutes. Like, did the bitch get blown up yet? Even then, I don't know what happened afterwards. Like, there was, things that you see on the road that, like, you come to expect from the imagery. Like, a guy hitchhiking. Radio DJs, a deer crossing the road, driving through the forest, driving through a city, driving through, which, The spectacles of those and the cosmic horror involved was nice. It's like the tension that the early episodes set up by, like, it's like, ooh, what's gonna happen? But then you get to Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know if it was the deer or Bonnie and Clyde, where it's just like the payoff of the disappear. Like, it was like a horror movie plays out, but I couldn't tell you, like, if it was worth it or not. Like, right now, I recognize that it was a very quality show. However, that fucking ending. Like, did I mention that, like, I did not invest myself the way into this the way I did Game of Thrones. But if you hated the Game of Thrones ending, you're going to hate this. Like, I'm throwing it out there. It is that level of... This is what we... Like, put our... This is what I put my 10 hours of, like, downloading Kept Space on my phone. This is what I... into a journey that's going to never end. And then, I don't even know if it was, like, a cyclical thing or what have you. But I'll say this. They resolved the mystery. The stuff with Tom's character, like, playing the left-right game for the first time for real, and ending up where Rob's, like, getting to the tunnel where Rob's, which, by the way, like, the way the show starts and the way the show ends is very similar, which I have no idea. Like, someone smarter than me, I'm probably going to look it up online, can explain to me. But, if anyone's still listening to this, please send me audio podcasts. Fucking, I did it again. Send me audio dramas. Like, not true crime, not whatever. It's got to be fiction. I just want to see if there's another one out there that I'm curious. Because I know they're good. I know, because, like, the people involved tend to not suck sometimes. Like, fucking Tessa Thompson was doing the main character on this one. Like, she is fucking A-list. But, this one sucked. The ending sucked. Like, peace.